What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We're heading into the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. A perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, Baldy. Thank you, as always, for joining us. So let's start. It's a two-parter for you, Baldy. Like, what you saw Saturday night, the way the Ravens were able to bully the Pittsburgh Steelers running the football, and do you expect them to do more of the same this Sunday in Buffalo?
Well, they did it to Buffalo the first time around back in week 4, started the first play of the game when King Henry went 87 yards untouched for a touchdown. But, you know, it's just remarkable what they did to Pittsburgh on Saturday night. I mean, Pittsburgh had played them 3 times in 8 weeks, and they Pittsburgh had no answer for how to really stop the combination of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. And I think Buffalo's going to have similar problems. I mean, if you allow these guys to get north-south, either one of them, the way Henry did on his 44-yard touchdown run to blow that game open, if you allow Lamar to do that same type thing, they're going to cut you up real fast. You've got to be able to flatten them to the sidelines and use the sideline and your speed to your advantage. If you allow them to turn up, they're going to put up big numbers in the run game.
Baldy, it's been kind of wild watching this thing evolve, right? The first couple weeks, they're trying to figure out if Derrick Henry can get into the pistol with them, and it doesn't look great. So then they're like, screw it, we'll just do it his way from Tennessee, and we'll run him under center 60-some percent of the time with the fullback and I formations, and they destroyed teams like that for a while. And then they got to the bye week, and they got Charlie Kohler back, and it's like, well, let's see what it looks like running out of the pistol more now, and nobody can stop that. Baldy, and then 13 times against Houston and 15 times against Pittsburgh, they decide, what would this look like with a sixth offensive lineman in the mix as well? Like, have you seen a jumbo package before with 3 tackles, a 265-pound blocking tight end, a 300-pound fullback, and a 250-pound first-ballot Hall of Fame running back?
No, I haven't seen that. to go with all of that, Jason, I mean, you're seeing, you know, Roger Rosengarten really grow up. And Falele, who was struggling early, I mean, they really solidified the offensive line. That took a little while. We knew that to replace 3 starters from a year ago. That doesn't happen right away. They got to learn continuity and how to play together and, you know, how to handle their combo blocks and whatnot. So it's all come together. It's taken, you know, basically 18 games for it to be formulated like this. But they kind of know who their identity is. And those are all the things that you just described. Some of the machinations and the changes. And that's what coaching is about, finding out what we got, what works best, what we're good at. And it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen, you know, the first week of the season, but they look like they know who they are right now.
So, Baldy, let's assume that Derrick Henry doesn't take it 90 yards on the first play this time and they don't get up big early this time. Like, what's the scenario? Like, I guess Josh Allen's the better quarterback if we come away Sunday night and the Bills win this game. He outplays Lamar Jackson. Is that how that goes?
Well, I mean, we put a lot on the quarterbacks because they're 2 leading MVP candidates. So there probably is one way that you're going to describe it. Somebody is going to be very, very disappointed. And both teams have had tremendous disappointments in the playoffs. So one of them is going to finish disappointed. He might play great, but they might lose other ways. I mean, it's not just the quarterback. So, but that's how it's going to get painted. That's going to be how it's going to be described. Is one quarterback is just continues to fall short in the playoffs, and that's unfortunate. But it is the agony and the ecstasy, and it might play out that way come Sunday night.
The Bills can't just live in nickel and dime again, right? Like, I don't, right? Like, and it's not like they've got a 380-pound two-gapper who they can, you know, call up from the practice squad. So I know that there's going to be personnel issues either way. But if this is all about getting their fastest, quickest linebackers and their slot guy on the field, Baldy, I just don't know how that holds up from a size standpoint.
Well, the size, it won't hold up, Jason. But what can happen, and what we have seen in parts this year and in past years, is you can't let Derrick Henry get started. And so that might just be speed to the hole, like penetration behind the line of scrimmage where you got to make him stop his feet. Like, it can be that. Now, it's difficult just to sell out, start, you know, stop Derrick Henry. You know, we saw that from T.J. Watt the other night, tackling him repeatedly, and Lamar was going the other direction, and they didn't have an answer for that. So I think they're going to see how Buffalo decides to play it, whether they're going to really crash these linebackers and, you know, Taron Johnson and try to get penetration to get them slowed up and not let them get started. And if that's the case, they might be very vulnerable in the passing game. But I, you know, you've got a full quarter and a half to try to figure out what's going to work in this game. I don't think they have to come out right away and figure out Buffalo. Sometimes these are little boxing matches, and you got to feel each other out in that first quarter. And as long as the game doesn't get away from either team, that's probably how it's going to get played.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on the Fan, Baldy. Let's go to the other AFC game. Patrick Mahomes has never lost in the divisional round. Do you give the Texans a chance in this football game?
I give them a chance just because it's playoff football and Kansas City's basically been off for, you know, maybe 3 weeks considering how they rested their guys at the end. So that's a drought. You don't know how somebody's going to, like, you know, start this game. But they were in that game throughout the last time. They got to C.J. Stroud in week 16. They got two interceptions on him, and they harassed them all the way to the end when it was just a 27-19 game, and they had a chance still to make it. It was still a one-possession game with 4 minutes to go. You know, and they corner cat blitzed them and blitz-zeroed them, and Spags did his thing. And so I give them a chance. They just can't afford to turn the ball over like they did a month ago. And if they don't do that, they've got enough playmakers on both sides of the ball to keep this thing competitive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A year ago at this time, we're looking at the Chiefs and we're saying, boy, they're running the heck out of the football, and Andy Reid is really being balanced, and the defense is leading them. And I think some of that stuff still applies, but am I crazy to be a little kind of wondering about their run game? Like, Pacheco hasn't really looked to me like Pacheco since he's come back, and I think they had to lean on Kareem Hunt more than they probably would have thought about when they initially signed him. And I'm not saying he's still not a competent back, but maybe the switch with Tooney to left tackle, which they had to do to throw the ball, does that hurt them a little bit running the ball? Like, I just, they don't look to me like the team they were in that regard a year ago.
Now, I agree with that, Jason, but I do think they lost quite a bit moving Tooney from guard to tackle, because I thought the interior three were the best in football and how they cut teams up and cut back runs. And, you know, I mean, Trey Smith's going to be a free agent. He's probably going to be the highest paid guard in the history of the game. He's just an enforcer. So they were really good with Creed and Tooney inside. So they lost a little bit, I thought, the way that they just, for three straight years in a row. I mean, this trio has basically played every snap. And so, you know, they had to protect the backside, and the passing offense got better. The run offense probably isn't quite the same, but, you know, knowing Andy Reid, he's okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to be a passing team anyways. They've got, you know, all hands on deck right now. Everybody's healthy. You got Nuke, with a couple of months under his belt. Hollywood is back. Xavier is back. So they've got everybody ready to roll right here. And I think Andy's always wanted to come out of the tunnel throwing the football. He's going to probably start that way against Houston.
Paulie, let's go to the NFC, and the Commanders have this wild way of being able to keep games close and win them at the end. Will they be able to keep this game against the Lions close enough to do that again?
Well, this is the best offense they've seen. It's the best offense the league has seen, you know, for 2 years in a row now. So that's going to be a challenge. If they fall behind quickly or early at some point to try and play catch up with them. But to your point, if they can keep it close somehow, stealing possessions, I think they're going to attack on fourth downs. I think, you know, for most of the game, they're going to be in four down territory. They've been excellent this year, going 20 or 23 in fourth downs. So they're going to try and possess the ball as long as possible and play keep away. That's what I would do. I think that's what Washington will do. But, I mean, even if you limit Detroit to eight possessions, they're hard to keep out of the end zone right now. But to your point, if you keep this thing close, you get in the fourth quarter, I mean, Jake Daniels has proven that he is not going to fold, that he's not going to make mistakes, that he is not going to go away. Like, he's just going to keep playing, and he's going to give you a chance. It's done it too many times this year to think otherwise.
The other game of the weekend that we haven't hit on, Baldy, is another rematch game, and like that Ravens-Bills game, it was one-way traffic when the Eagles faced the Rams earlier this season, and the Rams had no answers for the Eagles' rushing attack. Any reason to think this one is different this time around?
Well, I mean, the only thing, if I was Sean McVay, I would say, look, if you stay blocked and Saquon has the ball, we're probably going to give up a lot of big runs. So it's a good idea if you don't stay blocked. If A.J. Brown is blocking Cam Curl, get off the block. If Omar Spates is being blocked by, I don't know, Mekhi Becton, get off the block. I mean, they didn't get off blocks on either one of those 70-yard touchdown runs that Saquon had. So, I mean, that'd be the first thing that I would say. I don't know that changing your philosophy about how to play first and 10 should change that much. It's gotten you pretty far here, and it shut down Minnesota on Monday night. So I don't know that they're structurally or personnel-wise can do a lot, but I would say you could get off blocks a lot better than they did back in week 12.
One other quick one before we let you go, Baldy. You ever seen Adafe Owe have a get under dip move to bend the edge like he did the other? That was a new one for me with him. If he's got that in his toolkit, now I'm getting a little interested.
I remember doing the game Baltimore at Pittsburgh, Jason, back week 11, whatever it was, in Pittsburgh. And I'm out there watching Chuck Smith work with Owe on that move. I mean, they must have worked on it. I mean, Van Oy was there. The whole group was there. But they were working. They had their cones out, and they were dropping their hips and grabbing grass and lowering the body. And I know he's just been working on it over and over and over again. And sometimes it takes a while because he's a little stiff.
Stiff, yeah.
A little stiff, you know, for him to pull that off. But I know that Chuck's been working on it, and he keeps telling me that he's got it in his repertoire to do it. And it finally broke through. So I think if you practice anything enough, you could get a lot better at it and better than he had been.
Well, that's great stuff. Baldy, thanks as always, man. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the football this weekend.
Thanks, brother.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. You bet. Enjoy it.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Coming up next, League at Large. We're going to hear from a couple quarterbacks that are playing this weekend. Matthew Stafford, Patrick Mahomes. They both have Super Bowl rings. We hear from them next here on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.